It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story in just a moment, but we'd like you to hear this first.
Who do you think is more important in a family, Molly? The mother or dad?
Oh, that's a loaded question if I ever heard one, McGee. But let me see now. The mother has to bring up the children, but dad has to bring home the bacon.
Kind of a fielder's choice, eh, Gil? Well, it sure didn't stump the Prudential Insurance Company of America. I guess that's why most people consider the Prudential's family income plan nothing short of a stroke of genius.
Come to think of it, you're right, McGee. It certainly does provide for both the bacon and the children.
Let me explain it this way. You see, the family income plan is just the ticket for parents with growing kids. If anything happens to dad, the Prudential would send your family a regular monthly check, all during your youngsters' growing up years, money they'd need for groceries, a roof over their heads, and clothing. And that means mother wouldn't have to leave them and go to work. She'd be right at home with them, giving them all the care and consideration children just naturally need.
That's right, dearie. And because this plan covers the family during the youngsters' growing up years, its cost is lower than you'd think. Ask your Prudential agent about a family income plan tomorrow.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee of Wistful Vista are in Chicago this morning, on business. Mr. McGee is here to attend the annual stockholders meeting of the Amalgamated Paperclip Company, in which he holds 3 shares of stock. They're just unpacking in their hotel room right now.
We just got here, McGee. Where'd you say you're going?
To see Fonebacher, J. Appleton Fonebacher, the big financier that he's trying to get control of Amalgamated Paperclip, the company that we got them shares of stock that Aunt Sarah gave us once for Christmas in.
Would you mind repeating that?
Didn't I make myself clear?
Oh, sure. I just like to watch the way your Adam's apple bobs up and down when you deliver those long sentences.
Oh, gee whiz, Molly. I got no time to demonstrate gymnastics with my Adam's apple.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're here in Chicago on business. Big business. If I'm going to throw my weight behind this guy Fonebacher and help him grab control of the company, and maybe have him put me on the board of directors, if I'm going to do that, the first thing I got to do is meet the guy. Make an impression. Show him what a live wire I am.
Look, Livewire.
Hmm?
Turn off the current a minute. Now, you listen to Mother.
I know, I know. You told me all the way on the train last night. Mr. Fonebacher is a busy man, and he isn't going to drop everything to see Stockholder McGee from Wistful Vista.
I didn't say that.
No?
No, I said Mr. Fonebacher is a busy man, and he isn't going to drop everything to see little 3 share Stockholder McGee from Wistful Vista.
We don't have to say we only got 3 shares of stock. Well, let's call it a block. A block of stock. 3 shares is a block.
Sounds more like a triangle to me.
The trouble with you, Mrs. McGee, is you always take a defeatist attitude. In fact, you got the defeatist attitude I ever saw. To get ahead these days, you got to have confidence, kiddo.
You've got it.
You said it. Boy, oh boy, once I get to Fonebacher and give him some of my ideas about how to run Amalgamated Paperclip, no telling where this could lead to. I may run into all kinds of big stock deals with these big shots and get big...
That's probably Wall Street right now. Shall I get it?
I'll take it. Stockholder McGee speaking. Hmm? Well, yes, yes. I think we might be interested in a deal like that. On the ground floor, eh?
Oh, dear.
How many shares? Oh, only 4 shares. Okay, sold. I'll be right down.
What on earth was that?
They're starting to serve breakfast in the dining room. It's on the ground floor. It's pretty crowded, but they said only 4 shares a table, so that ain't too bad. Oh, come on, let's go eat. These eggs are pretty good. You want the rest of your butter?
No, thanks.
How about this other piece of toast?
Say, why don't we change seats? That's easier.
No, you stay where you are. I can manage okay. Now, like I was saying when I got my elbow in the jelly, all I got to do is just get in to see this guy Fonebacher. All I got to do is get in to see him for 5 minutes, that's all.
Oh, McGee, you'll never get past his front office. This man is a big operator. He's a busy man. He's probably got 8 secretaries to keep people like us out.
I'll get in. Don't you worry. If I can't get past his secretary, I'll go climb in his office window. What do you think of that?
I think you've got your elbow in the jelly again.
Huh? Oh.
Mr. Fonebacher's office is on the 63rd floor.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Look, McGee, why don't we just forget this whole thing before you get us both in trouble?
Forget it? Go back home and not have the guys at the Elks see Monday's paper with the picture of me and Fonebacher walking into that stockholders meeting arm in arm after what I told them?
What did you tell them?
I said, look for Monday's paper and you'll see me and Fonebacher walking into that stockholders meeting arm in arm.
Oh, dear. Now, why did you have to say a thing like that?
So I couldn't back out of it, that's why. You don't know this about me, Molly. But even though on the outside I'm confident and bold, deep down inside, I'm chicken.
Well, I'm afraid you laid an egg this time.
Don't say that. I'll admit it's not going to be easy, but with your beauty and my brains and a little luck...
We can spend the night in adjoining jail cells marked his and hers. Okay, dearie, since you have your little heart set on meeting Mr. Fonebacher, you can count me in.
Good. Waiter, the check, please, and hurry. We got to see a man before we lose our nerve.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Well, this is it, kiddo. The Fonebacher building.
Heavenly days, what a layout.
Yeah.
Look at the size of those elevators. They're as big as our living room.
Yeah. Go ahead. Step in. Up, boy. 63rd floor.
Watch the doors, please.
And this Mr. J. Appleton Fonebacher owns this whole building, huh?
Yep. Took it over in a stock deal. Just like he's going to take over Amalgamated Paperclip next week.
Oh, dear, I'm getting worried all over again, McGee. This Mr. Fonebacher is such an important man. He's such a big shot. I wish
we... Don't you worry about a thing. Just let me do the talking.
Gladly.
It's guys like me with ideas about how to run the company like I got that if he's going to take over at the stockholders meeting Monday, he needs.
Very nicely put.
Yes, sir. When I walk in there and tell his secretary that Stockholder McGee is here with a lot of plans... Just tell J.A. that Stockholder McGee is here to see him.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but Mr. Fonebacher's extremely busy. He's seeing no one today without an appointment.
That's what I told him, miss.
I'm afraid you don't fully grasp the situation, sis. You see, I'm from out of town. I come from one of the larger cities of our great nation.
Wistful Vista, it's called.
Yeah. The reason I come all the way here to Chicago to help Fonebacher out is on account of because I got some great ideas for improving the company that he's trying to grab control of.
Well, yes, I'm sure
you see,
have.
I hold a block of stock myself in Amalgamated Paperclip.
3 shares, miss.
Molly, please, I'll handle this. You see, sis...
Just a minute. 3 shares, you said? Is that how much Amalgamated you hold, sir? 3 shares?
Yeah, but that's not the point, sis. The reason I'm here is because I got some plans for Fonebacher.
Excuse me just a minute, Mr. McGee. Just wait right there. Don't go away.
Let's get out of here.
What do you mean, get out of here? This is where I score, kiddo. But look, when we get in there, don't harp on we only got 3 shares of stock. My gosh, that ain't going to help any.
Well, I told you before, I'm not going to exaggerate. The truth never hurt anybody.
Yeah, but gee whiz, you don't have to make such a point of it.
My mother used to say, honesty is the badge of courage. A truthful man is a trustworthy man. And no matter how much you try...
Yes, but don't you understand, Harrison. Whom did you say is out there in the office, Miss Quincy?
I'm Mr. McGee, sir, from a town called Wistful Vista.
I've never heard of either of them. Look, Harrison and I are trying to map strategy for that meeting Monday, Miss Quincy.
I know, but
now,
I...
if I'm going to gain control of Amalgamated Paperclip, I still have to swing a lot more votes to our side. Right, Harrison?
Right, J.A., at least 50,000.
Well, that's just the point, Mr. Fonebacher. This Mr. McGee holds 3 shares of stock.
3 shares, Miss Quincy, for Pete's sake.
Now, wait, sir. Think a minute. Our side has 40% of the stock, and the other side has 40%. The other 20% that we need to get control is in the hands of small investors.
Yes, but after all, three shares is certainly not going
now, to... Now, if we could show the small investors, as a group, show them that you really have their interest at heart by rolling out the red carpet for the smallest investor in town.
Huh?
Now, don't you
Miss
think...
Quincy! Miss Quincy, that's it. That's it.
Well, I thought maybe it would
What an idea. We'll call in the press, get pictures of this Legree and myself, arm in arm.
McGee, sir. Fibber McGee.
McGee, yes. Yes, we can use him as a symbol. The little investor joining hands and hearts with big business.
Bravo, J.A. Great idea.
I can see the headlines now. Financier J. Appleton Fonbacher welcomes the small investor, the backbone of industry, Mr. Flibber McGee.
Shall I tell the back end, the backbone of industry to come in now?
Oh, no, not at all. I'll go out and greet him myself. Harrison, get on the phone. Call the papers. Get them over here right away.
Yes, sir. Immediately, J.A.
We'll give these people a welcome that'll have the small investors flocking to our side like, well, come on, let's go meet them.
That's him over there. Mr. Fonbacher, Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Watch it, McGee. Here he comes.
Ah, fellow stockholders, welcome to Chicago. Can't tell you how happy I am to see you.
Huh?
Harrison, call the Ritz Waldorf. Get the McGees the best suite available and charge it. Miss Quincy, call Boo Boo and tell her that we're having important stockholders for dinner.
Important stockholders, but...
Us?
Want you two to be my guests while you're in Chicago. Yes, sir, anything you two stockholders want, you just name it.
Could I have a glass of water? I feel a little faint.
You suppose he's only got three shares, too?
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Will you pause for a moment and close your eyes while I tell you something very important? Right now, as your eyes are closed, you're giving them a quick rest. And while doing that, you're permitting the natural fluids of the eyes to cleanse and refresh them. This is the same principle on which murine works, as it brings quick and blessed relief to tired eyes. Murine is compounded of 7 tested ingredients, scientifically selected and combined to blend perfectly with the natural fluids of the eyes. And because murine is actually as gentle as a tear, you can use it as many times a day as you wish. All it takes is 2 drops of murine in each eye to wake them up in the morning, to help them welcome sleep at night. Remember, bathing your eyes regularly every day with murine helps promote a clean, healthful condition. That's M-U-R-I-N-E, murine for your eyes. Start enjoying a daily bath of murine today.
I just can't get over you being so nice to us, Mr. Fonbacher. Moving us into the Ritz Waldorf, making all this fuss. I mean, we're not big stockholders, you know.
Did your secretary tell you?
That you only hold 3 shares of stock? Yes, she did. And that's what sold me, McGee. Your honest and truthful approach. You know, it had sort of an Abe Lincoln quality.
See, dearie, what'd I tell you?
Well, gee whiz.
My mother used to say to me, honesty is the badge of courage. A truthful man is a trustworthy man. And, were you about to say something, McGee?
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Harrison, Bill Conrad as J. Appleton Fonbacher, and Peggy Knudsen as Miss Quincy. This is John Wald urging you to be with us again Sunday night when we find Mr. and Mrs. Stockholder McGee living it up at the Ritz Waldorf with J. Appleton Fonbacher, millionaire financier, picking up the tab. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.